Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazon, world famous astrologer, and today is Tuesday, May 19th, 2026. The moon is in the sign of Cancer, the sign that it rules, so it's very strong there. The mood is homey, and you might be concerned with making sure your cupboards are filled, the pets have food, and everything around you is nourished and feels good. In short, you give your life and those around you that you care for a big hug. An alignment is coming together in the cosmos and in the evening skies, which you can witness. It's the first quarter moon, meaning starting over or fresh starts, Her Majesty Venus and His Majesty Jupiter. And that means as Jupiter ends its transit through the sign of Cancer over the next six weeks, it's time to draw close to those you love, those you consider to be like family. The sign of Cancer can be closed off and not inclusive, saying that you can't be included because you're not part of the family or you don't belong to our club. You are not one of us. That's kind of the sign of Cancer. So if you are included to a group or a family, consider yourself fortunate. So this aspect in particular with the moon, Venus, and Jupiter suggest everyone to be more inclusive, avoid conflicts where possible. And this is also considered a very auspicious cosmic cycle. So go outside and bathe in those planetary good vibes. You know how you hear about people taking moon baths and new moon baths and full moon baths? No, this is the real bath to take. Interestingly, the lunar north node connects to the royal star Fomalhaut. Fomalhaut is one of the four royal stars of ancient Persia. Associated with the Archangel Gabriel, signifies supreme charisma, fame, fortune, creativity, and a spiritual destiny. And that makes sense because the lunar north node is also in the sign of Pisces and they're connecting right now. So what is your spiritual destiny? Some beautiful ancient texts in astrology teach us that each star out there has an angel associated with us. The planet of communications, news, and information, Mercury, aspects the lunar node in the sign of Gemini and starts a moral dilemma or a spiritual test for you that could extend through 2027 and determine your future. So pay attention. What are you doing right? What are you doing wrong? Even if you have to pay up and do the right thing, maybe you should do it. For some, it could bring a new business opportunity, a job opportunity, or a move that you're not sure about, but that would extend through 2027. It's different for everyone. So I'm trying to keep these a little bit on the shorter side because I can go like 16 or 20 minutes. So go to my website, www.terrynazon.com, and read all about your sun sign, your zodiac sign, your rising sign, and your moon sign. And that's all for now.